The following is a presentation of the Town of North Hempstead's Project Independence and WCWP. Welcome to Project Independence and you.
Good morning and welcome to Senior Talk Radio here at 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. This is Project Independence and you, coming to you live from LIU Post in Living Sound. My name is Otto Lohse. I'm playing a different role today, he's normal. Our normal host here is John Ryan, but John is having some difficulties today, so we have some flexibility involved. We will have a co-host who is normally our producer, Christina Liu, and also Rebecca Miller is here filling in as well. So flexibility is the key word today. This will interfere with my nap time typically. One of the things that we'd like to point out is, who is Project Independence and what does Project Independence do? Project Independence provides programs and services designed to assist and support the older town residents who want to remain in their own homes as they age. Invaluable guidance can be provided to seniors along with caregivers and family members who provide the love and support that all of us require as we go through the train ride of life. There is no charge for Project Independence. There are no strings attached. It's just one of the perks for living in the town of North Hempstead. An example of some of the services are transportation for food shopping, medical visits, help at home for minor repairs, if you want to call it repairs, things like changing light bulbs, which could be a big issue for people who can't do it. They provide nursing and social work services, fitness classes. Project Independence does not necessarily provide all these services, but they try to connect you with the services. They will also provide guidance on more complex matters like advanced directives. There's a program called Circle of Support, which is geared to helping you figure out what to do in case something does go wrong. Who should you talk to? Who should other people talk to? And even things like providing guidance in applying for Medicaid if that becomes a requirement. In order to get more information, it's pretty easy. You call 311 or you call 869-6311, or you can go to the town website, which is www.northhempsteadny.gov. That's the story as far as Project Independence goes.
I think we're done here. I don't know what more we need to talk about.
Not much. But we do have things to talk about.
And yes,
fortunately, we always have very interesting people to talk with. One of the things I think about today's show, which is also an example of flexibility because we have a different agenda than we had started on. However, the agenda really is geared to feeding you, meaning feeding your mind. That's part one, which we will be talking about. And then part two is feeding your body. We will be getting into that as well. So for part one, we have with us from Hofstra University, Director of Continuing Education and Lifelong Learning, Debbie Onaroff. Debbie, good morning.
Good morning.
Welcome.
Thank you.
Maybe you could start out by just giving us a little overview of the programs that you're involved with and who might use it and whatever. There's a lot you could cover, I'm sure.
Sure, yes. Well, Hofstra University Continuing Education provides lifelong learning opportunities for all ages. We provide professional development and personal enrichment courses for adults, as well as a pre-collegiate Career Discovery Institute, Hofstra Summer Camps, a program called Saturday Classes for Young People, plus one of our favorite programs for seniors. It's called PEER, P-E-I-R, Personal Enrichment in Retirement. And I know we have some folks from PEER that are going to be coming on this show to talk about
I think they might have been here.
They might have been here already to talk about it in more detail. But just overall, it's a wonderful program where the members teach each other, and they use technology. They do a lot of research. Occasionally, they'll have guest speakers. They'll use multimedia materials, but they come up with a topic, and there's usually two or three people that present that topic at one time, and the other people come and they learn about those topics. And the topics range anything from opera to current events to history. It's just a wide range of topics.
So it's like people are sharing their own professional experience that might be different from somebody else?
It goes way beyond that. One of the members told me that she likes to choose a topic that she knows absolutely nothing about, like ancient Greek civilization, something like that, because she enjoys researching. She enjoys going online, going to the library, learning more about that topic, creating a PowerPoint. It helps her.
Right, okay.
It helps, you know, it's so important to keep your mind active at any age, that intellectual stimulation actually regenerates brain cells.
So the programs are really not geared to somebody who's looking to get a degree or whatever. This is more for entertainment and education
and intellectual
stimulation. Enjoying,
yes,
learning new things.
Absolutely,
basically.
Absolutely. And it's also, it's a social group. There's, you know, they have lunch together in the student center. They interact with the college students. They go on trips to museums and other places. They'll branch off and they'll run an extra class after hours for learning Spanish or something like that.
What would you say are among the more popular programs that a senior, for example, might get involved with?
As far as continuing education, we have a wide range, long list of digital and social media courses.
Oh, really? Okay.
So we have a course, for instance, that's, you know, Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn for beginners. And we will have, you know, some seniors who are really kind of exploring. They want to be able to communicate with their grandchildren, let's say. And they'll take a course like that.
Well, I'm a major proponent of seniors trying to get over the hump of thinking technology is going to go away.
Right.
I think it's very important to try to keep up with that. And something like Facebook, for example, people say, well, I don't want to be involved with Facebook. Well, I'm involved with Facebook, as Rebecca knows, and so does Christina. And the bottom line is, it's a great way to know what's going on in your family. And I hear the argument, well, I'd rather talk to them on the phone. Well, when's the last time you talked to them on the phone?
Yeah, exactly.
Or
saw
pictures.
Or pictures,
right.
Yeah.
Right, right. I know that on Facebook, a bunch of my sorority sisters from college, from, you know, way back, we got back together on Facebook. And now we have a separate page, a private page, you know, to communicate with each other. We have reunions 3 times a year. We keep track of each other's lives.
Yeah, that's great,
lives.
Because otherwise you really would have no way other than sending letters or making a phone call once every 2 years if something bad happens. Beyond that.
Well, Otto, as you know, we at Project Independence do a lot of computer and technology programming. We have a volunteer who comes in and teaches a computer course. We do like a 101 and then a 201. And, you know, some never even having had their fingers on a keyboard before, some having a little bit of experience. But what we find is that a lot of, I want to say, the seniors that are, you know, understand that they could do so much better with an iPad or a Kindle, they have a fear. And it's this fear of technology. And we do address that in a lot of our educational programs that we have, and how to kind of, like, get rid of that fear by just going in. You know, there's nothing they're going to do. They're not going to break the internet.
Right.
You know, there's just this fear. You know, I'm 82 years old. Why am I going to learn, you know, technology? I have a phone. You know, I've got. But it's really important because. So I mean, there are even I know like pharmaceutical companies today that when you mail order, you have to go on the computer to do
That's
it.
That's right.
You have no choice.
That's right.
So
and you know you don't want to sit on the phone half the day, you know, pushing, you know, for this choice, press
right.
this. You could do it in 5 minutes on the computer.
Like, and a lot of times when you sit there waiting for the phone mm-hmm. to get a human being,
yeah.
they tell you, if for faster service,
that's
go to
right.
www.whatever, blah, 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 and you can take care of the problem.
Yeah.
One of the biggest hurdles, frankly, is how to get past that hump where a senior just has to, you have to have an open mind and you have to really want to do it. And there's this obstacle that I haven't been able to get over with a lot of people where they just refuse to do it. And I guess the bottom line is that's the way it is. You can't do anything about it.
Yeah.
But for those out there who are wavering, I think to go to a place like Hofstra or Project Independence and learn something new about the computer,
right.
the smartphone, they're not going away.
There is a frustration level too because, you know, it was funny, we were talking with Jackie Shankman
mm-hmm.
About, you know, this whole kind of place where people can just go. I know the East Meadow Library has where you can actually go Tuesdays and Thursdays, walk in and talk to a tech specialist about your iPhone if you have, you know, specific questions. And we were trying to, you know, we were talking about how we could do that, implement that in the town. I think eventually we'll try to figure it out. But what she's saying too is in your day-to-day life, you're coming up with all these technology issues, whether it's your home alarm code, it's your, you know, if you're using a, you know, a diabetic gauge, it's learning all these things. And what, you know, Jackie was saying is, you know, her kids who are older and professional have showed her how to do certain things. And then she'll be like, how do we do that again? She'll have to call in. And they say, well, we've showed you already.
Yeah.
But it's like, you know, I was lucky enough that in my high school, we got a word processor right when that was happening. And then when I got out of college, the company I work for had a Mac. So I was constantly exposed to technology as it progressed. And for me, it's a great thing. But, you know, I have friends who didn't have that kind of access. So they're a little bit behind. But mostly my age group is pretty up there. So for seniors, there's a frustration because they haven't had that exposure.
Well, in my high school, the word processor didn't even exist.
Yeah, nor in mine. Right. I remember working way back in the last century when the fax machine came into being, and everyone was just amazed by it.
Yeah.
And that was the big new technology for several years until the word processor came up. And that was the big new technology for several years until the personal computer came. Today, every day, there's something new. And we live in a world where, you know, who would have thought Uber, Airbnb, social media would have been, you know, just an everyday, you know, part of life. But let me offer a suggestion, because you were asking about the courses. Another course that is very popular, especially with seniors, we offer a course in memoir writing.
That's a good one.
Yeah,
that's
which is a great course, popular,
wonderful,
a lot of people, especially when they first retire. You know, they're ready, they have the time to kind of tell their story. And people do have such interesting stories. Well, that would be a great opportunity if you're kind of afraid of the computer, that would be a great opportunity to learn how to use a computer by writing
right.
memoir.
Okay. I'm getting the high sign from Victoria here that we have to take a break. We've been talking with Debbie Honoroff, and we'll be right back, so stay tuned.